Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, peat briquettes could be included in a ban on smoky fuels from next September. That is if they're found to produce excess pollution. The Environment Minister, Eamon Ryan, told the Dáil yesterday that the government would follow the science on smoky fuels, and he said it must be straight about that. I'm joined now by Dr. Paul Dean, energy researcher at University College Cork, and also Fianna Fáil TD for Laois Offaly, Barry Cowan. Barry Cowan, I'll start with you. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. So it's the briquettes now, is it?
Yeah. Minister O'Ryan last night, his comments left it open for interpretation that Derrynlough briquette factory was in danger of ceasing trade and closing. But look, his ministerial office has jurisdiction over Bord na Mona. It's his job to know these facts, and if not, to clarify them before going into the Dáil. And if he had done so, he would have been assured by Bord na Mona that they're present product is below that threshold that he mentioned, therefore is in no way compromised by any such regulations that might come forward, irrespective of the fact that the same regulations.
So you're saying he already
have not yet been agreed.
He already has the science.
Yeah, you know, I've spoken to Bord na Mona as I do on a regular basis. I knew this before I rang them, but I got a categorical assurance that their present measurement associated with their peat briquette product is below the 10 micrograms that was mentioned of air pollution that the minister mentioned last night. And as I said to you, it's his responsibility to know that fact. It's his responsibility because he has jurisdiction over Bord na Mona. He should have clarified that with them before he went into the Dáil last night. And, you know, many unintentionally, aroused suspicion and concerns and fears on the part of my locality, the workforce and their families, whom are committed as it is to a decarbonisation, an acceleration of decarbonisation with the closure of those briquette factories in 2024, allowing them to process stockpiles that are there following excavation, okay. Major industrial excavation, which went on for many years back to the
forest. So you're saying Bord na Mona knows that the burning of peat briquettes is safe, it's below the threshold. Dr. Paul Dean, energy researcher, is that right?
Good morning, Claire. Yeah, look, I think Minister Ryan is correct. We need to follow the science in this. Now, unfortunately, we don't always like what the science tells us. And this is also, if we step back and look at the raw ingredients for briquettes, we're essentially looking at peat here. And peat, while we have a very strong nostalgic and very, I suppose, romantic connection to peat, an important connection to peat rurally, it is unfortunately one of the most polluting fuels on the planet. It's bad for the planet because, Claire, it emits a lot of heat-trapping gases, which is warming our climate. But also, it's very bad for people when it's burned in its raw form because it releases a lot of these particulates. And we can bring those into our lungs. And look, we've heard a lot about this over the last 2 weeks, and Deputy Cowan has been talking about this as well. But essentially today, what Minister Ryan is talking about is peat briquettes. Now, peat briquettes are a little bit different because they're a manufactured process, and within that manufactured process, that allows you to control what happens when you combust peat briquettes when they get out into the atmosphere. And companies like Bord na Mona, their peat briquettes, according to Bord na Mona, are meant to be compliant with that standard. That means that they will release a certain amount of smoke per hour that is within the standardised limit. So looking at the regulations and looking at the limits at the moment, I think the Minister is correct. Yes, the peat briquettes from manufacturers who follow a verification and compliance process will be within the health standards and will fall outside of that ban.
Okay, so why is the Minister Ryan bringing them up at this point and causing this concern, as Barry Cowan outlined there, to the people who work in this industry?
I think in many ways there's been a bit of a muddying of the waters between peat briquettes and turf. You know, burning sod turf in your fire is different to burning peat briquettes in a stove or in an open fire from an environmental perspective and also from a health perspective. I suppose the distinction again to draw here, Claire, is that peat briquettes are in a manufactured process. It's very controlled. So what happens when you burn peat briquettes afterwards from a health perspective? Now, let's be clear here. Burning milled peat or burning sod peat or burning peat briquettes is still inherently very, very bad for the atmosphere. They contribute huge amounts of heat trapping gases into the atmosphere, and we do need to make a plan for moving away from these from a climate perspective. But when we look at it from a health perspective, certainly peat briquettes are a lot less worse than burning peat and within the regulations.
What were you saying there, Barry?
No, look, I know. Look, Minister Ryan is, of course, undoubtedly well intentioned. He's most genuine in his beliefs and his commitment to respond to the concerns that have been expressed by that expert and others. But we all know he won't get across the bridge on his own. It's the means and methods by which the government employ to ensure that we get to that point. And we've seen new and improved alternatives coming on stream. We've seen ongoing financial assistance and only a new retrofit programme put in place presently, which needs to be improved upon to help and assist those who have a greater dependency on solid fuels than others. We have new building regulations, we have education, and we have an awareness on the part of the public. But we have to be mindful that the accelerated decarbonisation, you know, has an impact on livelihoods, on household incomes, on vulnerable households. And that's why we have a carbon tax revenue designated to help with just transition. That's why the European Union has committed with the government 160 million towards just transition, which will commence
this year. heard Paul Dean there, that Barry, saying that the burning of peat is very, very bad for people and it's very, very bad for the environment. It may be within the strict limits that we've outlined and discussed earlier on, but it's not a good thing to do. So do you agree that they should be phased out in time?
That's why Bord na Mona, on foot of a Bord Pinála decision not to cater for co-fueling of peat and biomass at two of its plants in Lanesmere and Shannon Bridge, have accelerated their exit away from peat excavation. They no longer do so on an industrial basis. And there's a recognition and an appreciation on the part of this region, this locality, to that commitment. But part of that was allowing existing stockpile of peat be used for the manufacturing of briquettes up to 2024, and it's been done in a way in which meets with regulations and will meet with any other regulations.
Yeah, and we should remind people that, what we're talking about here is the potential for this to be added into the ban from September of the sale of smoky fuels.
Yes, the effort and the greatest commitment on the part of government as per the programme for government was to extend the smoky coal ban from the major cities to other towns throughout the country. The issue they have is a legal one which implicates the use of turf. But there's a recognition on the part of government, the whole of government, that there has to be a means and a method by which you retain existing turbary rights, that you maintain the practices of commercial relationship that existed between some turf cutters and their respective communities.
At least
and
until you
Minister
get the
Ryan
other
brings
side.
Forward that meets with the approval of the other parties of government, of course we can move forward, but not until then.
Can I ask you about that recent meeting that you had with Minister Ryan, you and your colleagues in Fianna Fáil, about the furore over the turf? Did he mention peat briquettes at that meeting?
No, because that issue had been resolved, and I've relayed it to you now on a number of occasions only this morning. Bord na Mona exited excavation of peat for the purpose of manufacturing peat briquettes and committed to close
the
factory.
So there was no need to raise it.
No need whatsoever. And like I said to you earlier, with all due respect to the Minister, he has jurisdiction and responsibility for Bord na Mona. He could have and should have been in touch with them to clarify that the existing product meets with any proposed guidelines he may wish to bring to bear, especially the figure he mentioned yesterday.
Do you know why he said what he said last night?
And he shouldn't have went into the Dáil and said that, because it did raise fears, it did raise concerns, it did raise worries amongst the workforce and their families and their communities who have been in touch with me. And I've sought that assurance and got that assurance and would have had it in advance of any such meeting and given it to the Minister if he wanted it. But I thought, as a Minister, he would have had it from his own responsibilities.
Paul Dean, do you think that peat briquettes should be included in this ban on the sale of smoky fuels in September this year?
No, what we need to do is realise that it's going to take time to move away from fossil fuels. Putting an immediate ban in place isn't helpful because it ignores the fact that it takes time. What we need to do is give families who are burning fossil fuels, who are struggling with their energy bills right across Ireland at the moment, a better alternative. Cozier homes, warmer homes, cleaner heating systems. And unfortunately, Claire, that takes time. Not only does it take time, it also takes money. So I think what the government need to be putting in place is financial programmes, 100% grant funding for these families. But also we need to think about skills. You know, even if you have access to money at the moment, if you're in a position that's lucky enough to move away from fossil fuels, just getting plumbers, carpenters, electricians, that will take time. So I think phasing out of these fuels is what's required, it's what's needed. Putting an immediate ban in place isn't helpful because it ignores the reality that transition takes time.
A spokesperson for Minister Ryan told the programme this morning that the main focus will be briquettes imported from outside the state and ensuring that they comply with the same regulations as the ones that are currently made by Bord na Mona. I'm sure you'd agree with that, Barry Cowan, would you?
Yeah, no problem whatsoever with that. But that distinction wasn't made last night. No distinction, no effort to clarify the sentiment expressed was made in the course of the debate last night by the Minister. And that was unfortunate. As I said, it probably wasn't well-intentioned or it wasn't meant in the way in which it was stated and left itself open to be construed as otherwise. That's the point I'm making.
All right.
As I said to you, he's a Minister with responsibility in this area. He should have known that, should have clarified it. But look, communication hasn't been to the fore in relation to this issue, and I know it will improve and it should improve. And until, as I said, we have proposals that meet the approval of his partners in government, then we can move forward and all go across the bridge together.
Barry Cowan and Dr. Paul Dean, thank you both for joining us this morning.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.